The average video game player is 29 years old, according to the Entertainment Software Association. They are mostly men who grew up on Atari and Nintendo in the 1980s. Rene Gatelt of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports on one group that is reluctant to leave the world of Nintendo behind.
In the 1987 Nintendo game Castlevania, you play a character named Simon Belmont, a vampire killer. Wielding a whip, you climb through six stages of Count Dracula's castle, laying scourge to the undead. Year-old Aaron Burke played hours of Castlevania back in the day.
I remember rushing home from school at 2 p.m. and sitting down in front of the TV for like 10 hours while people around me in the house yelled at me, "Go outside! Time for dinner! Do your homework!" And I just kept playing, leveling up. I must have got to like level 80 before I even went inside a stupid castle.
But eventually, playing the video game wasn't enough. Aaron found a way to get inside the game with his own Nintendo rock band called the Mini Bosses. The band only plays covers of Nintendo music. Their name refers to a character in nearly all games, the enemy who has to be overcome before you can reach the end of a level. The other members are Fred Johnson, Matt Wood, and Ben Beraldi. Four Arizona guys in their mid to late 20s with day jobs in banks and construction. Their fans are other gamers, people like this 21-year-old man who calls himself MiG-50. He flew out to Phoenix from Missouri to hear them.
I remember, you know, playing the games when I was a kid, so I remember the first time I heard the songs. You know, I hadn't played the games in probably 10 years, and it just took me right back. I recognized it instantly, and so that's what drew me in.
The band doesn't own the copyright to the music it plays, but guitarist Aaron says Nintendo has never complained.
We're stealing, basically. We've never gotten any rights to do this. We don't pay royalties or anything. We've tried to contact people in order to do it. We never get a response back.
Nintendo declined to comment for this story. The Mini Bosses say they have yet to make any money from their music, although they're now recording their first full-length album and touring. They've played across the country with gigs from Boston to Seattle. Drummer Matt Wood jokes that they may be the only band not in it for the groupies.
A lot of video gamers can be kind of shut-ins and spend a lot of time at home playing video games, but a lot of the times we get people to come out to a rock show that normally wouldn't, and they get to mix with people that they probably wouldn't hang out with a lot of the time, and I like seeing that. I like seeing
mix
people come out.
Mix with normals.
Mix with the normals.
For Bossies, as their fans are called, a concert is like a group game. Music blaring, Nintendo projected on the wall, a club filled with grown-up boys dancing to the tunes that were the soundtrack of their teenage years. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gatel in Phoenix.